The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, let's see if I can calm myself down here. Sorry about yelling at you, Art, but you were wound up and you wouldn't stop. So I stopped you. I could have just signaled to have your pot pulled down and talked right over you and then moved on. But folks, I know that you're angry out there. I get angry myself. But the rhetoric has to be put in abeyance. Now's the time for some cold, hard, logical thinking and not to react and knee-jerk to what is going on. I see it. It's a full pattern coming into view. And I don't like it. And where it's heading, even Donald Trump...
That was good advice. Good advice, John. You gave him not to punch a guy out.
Yeah. Today, Donald Trump comes out and he wants the red laws. Now, I saw Judge Napolitano on Saturday on Fox News. He said, look... He said, one of these red laws and the approach and the application of it is unconstitutional. The other might have some issues, but it's more constitutional than the other. What he was saying was, this idea that somebody can just anonymously give a tip, doesn't even have to be a relative, of somebody that owns firearms that they think is a danger, they're going to present a danger to themselves or others, and the cops just show up to take their guns. People have already died over this one. The other one is that the family, and this is what Trump said, the family, and this is rife with its own problems, how many of you out there were the black sheep in your family? How many of your family looked at you and said, you're absolutely nuts? You've lost your mind. You've become the redheaded stepchild, so to speak. Well, take a look at what's going on here. And now they're legitimizing the domestic terrorism laws and hate crime laws against the American people. What do we have in common with the other industrialized countries of the world? They all have the same thing. They're trying to do it here. They failed on the Affordable Care. They failed on the taking of the firearms. They have failed so far with the application of the hate crime laws. These are all laws that are already on the books, folks. Already on the books. Bruce, I thank you for your call. Let me go to Mike here. I thought Bruce was still there. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thank you for the show. I think it's great that people have awareness of what's going on. And there's a really cool website called photoforensics.com, and it's F-O-T-O forensics. You take that picture of the guy with the gun, and you drop it in there, and you go to the metadata, and then you see where it was actually created in a computer. It's super simple. And I drop my pictures from my camera, and it says creator is CoolPix B500, and it gives a serial number. It's spot on. So when you see that guy with his earmuffs and his gun, that's not a real picture.
You think that's a morph?
It says it is. I'm reading it right now. Creator GD-JPEG version 1.0 using IJG JPEG version 62. So I had to go look that stuff up. And GD is an output device command. And the purpose is to create PNG, JPEGs, and GIF format graphic files. And so I read down further while I was listening to you guys. And Dataplot uses the GE library, originally developed by Thomas Boutel, to generate GIF, PNG, and JPEG files. That's a generated file.
Okay, but it, could it not be just the file that was generated and just the format that it's being used?
No, because it would have said from the camera it came.
Gotcha.
Just like mine does, and my digital camera, my surveillance camera, I drop one of those in there, and it says where the origin is. And I learned this from Ole Damigard, who checks this stuff out like crazy. I don't know if you've heard of him, but
oh yeah,
he's pretty spot on with these false flags.
Well, and this tells me, Mike, they're sloppy. They know they're sloppy, and they don't care. Because there's an agenda that's going to be ongoing, and they're not going to halt it. As long as they control the narrative and as long as they control the witnesses or the information, this is just going to keep happening, and they're not going to be brought to task for this. And Steve, you asked the question, you know, how do we stop these people? Well, the only way to stop these people is, A, you go to a federal prosecutor. Not a very good idea. You go to a federal judge. No. Most of them demonstrated that they don't have the courage to do constitutionally what must be done. You're not going to go to the FBI. You're not going to go to Mr. Ray and say, hey, look, I smell a rat here. You're not going to get any admissions from them. You can sue them, but that case, again, would have to take place in what? A federal court, and they're going to drag their feet about it. The thing that's bugging me about this, Mike, and Steve, you and I talked about this, is look at all of what's happened. Look what the scientists and the engineers have done in New York City. They've already come out and said, no, there were explosives planted in the Twin Towers and building number 7, and we want this investigation reopened. This, if this were to happen, and God bless them for doing this, they were at this for how many years? 17, 18 years? They never gave up. We knew it was BS. But they said, wait a minute, we're engineers. We know about this stuff, and this stuff does not add up. They persisted and pursued. They couldn't be intimidated or bought off. I take my hats off to them.
Well, yeah, John, and the real reason I wanted to call is the things you've been sharing with people for 25-plus years, the car has pulled up to the curb, and the agents are getting out of the door right now. They're not on our doorstep exactly yet.
Not yet.
But they're getting ready to walk up our sidewalk,
yep.
And they're getting ready to pull that trigger.
And you know what, Mike? That's a very important point, because they might be sending some of these guys to the happy hunting grounds, the agents that maybe are new, or the ones that they don't have that much of a liking for. They'll send them out on a suicide mission.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you and so your anxiety and your anger and your frustration are all 100% warranted. And when people listen to this back, or they're listening live now, this is the moment where if you don't get it right this second, you're not going to get it, and you're going to be in trouble.
Absolutely.
So thanks for taking my call, brother.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call.
Good call.
I see what's happening. This is the old Hegelian dialectic. Pressure from above, pressure from below. Look what morphed in. We had one guy, and they knew this information was going to get out, Steve, that this guy was a Satanist. He did post on the internet. You could see his little patches that he wears, little satanic patches. They knew that this was going to get out. They didn't scrub his voting record. If somebody is going to run an operation, they need to run an operation, and you need to disinclude all the prior information that's accessible by the public. This does not take very long to do. But this is how arrogant and sloppy they are. I mean, you just had the mayor of Canton just come out and say, well, I hope Trump doesn't come here. What? You hope Trump doesn't come? Are you buying into that narrative that we're all a bunch of racist, white supremacist? I mean, I'm a nationalist, whether I be white, black, Japanese, Chinese. If I'm an American citizen, I don't give a damn what color you are. If you are for national sovereignty, Steve, what the hell does it matter if you're white or you're brown? What the hell does it matter?
But you know, there's a push to make it synonymous that white supremacist is, or basically like a KKK, is the same as a nationalist, and it's not. You can look at the definition of it. And I told you a couple of nights ago we talked about this. What is the greatest example we see every 4 years of nationalism or nationalists rooting for their team? The Olympics. That's nationalism. That's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that. But for some reason, the Democrats want to associate or make it synonymous that being a nationalist is a white supremacist racist, and it's not. And that's what we need to push back on. These people don't know what they're talking about. I'm a nationalist. You're a nationalist. I love my nation. I want to build my nation. I want to make it a great nation. So there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not a white supremacist. I'm not privileged. I'm not white privileged. And I made the comment to you on email that, you know, here's Obama talking about Trump is a racist, white supremacist. And they try to associate anybody who's successful, who's wealthy and white, as being a white supremacist, a racist. Well, isn't our entire Congress pretty well off, John? Aren't they pretty well off?
I would think.
They make $174,000 a year. Now, that's a salary. Now, under the table, they're making a hell of a lot more, because we did some math one time, and one guy has been in for 5 years, end up being worth $12 million. Now, I do the math of 174 times 5 years, and that doesn't equal to $12 million. So they're very wealthy in Congress. So I guess they're all white supremacists, so they're all racist also. This just doesn't make sense, and I told you they were going to try to saddle Donald Trump with this. They're going to use it as much as they can to saddle him with this.
Something else has been added to the mix. Remember me saying, how do they stop Trump? How do they take the air out of the Trump balloon? Crash the economy. What did you just see today, Steve?
I'm looking at the results now, just under 800 on the Dow. Actually, it's minus 765. NASDAQ down 281. S&P down 87. Oil down 91 cents. The Baltic Dry Index dropped about 24.
And the narration on Fox Business Channel, what was it today? Oh, the trade war. We all knew what Donald Trump was doing. No other president had the guts to do it. Nobody in Congress was suggesting it, that this trade imbalance that was feeding China all the money that they could take in, as fast as we handed it over, they were raking it in. We modernized their military. We're giving them money for their new research on military hardware and design. I mean, I'm looking at this, and they're blaming Trump. I'm warning people right now. You watch Fox News. Watch them closely, because these guys are flipping. By the way, Mike, I can't find that story on the effeminate one from the Carolinas. Lindsey Graham. But I'll find the story probably during the next break. Ed in Florida. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, John. While I was talking to you, I thought I'd go over some stats of some of the major cities in America that have mass killing rates. I was going through New York City, just for the city of New York itself. Just for the week of July 22nd to July 28th, you have 7 murders. And so far, I believe it says year-to-date 169. Now, if we go to another beautiful city, Detroit, just this week alone, there are over, since the last 29 days, 30 homicides and 138 shootings. Now, the last one, which I kind of found striking in Chicago, what happened to that one? I can't find it, but it was something to the point where 7 people were killed over the last week. And yet, where's the outcry?
Nothing.
Where is the frigging outcry?
They are going to get rid of all the guns. They're going to give us health care. They're going to give us free college. They're going to give us hate crime laws. And we're all going to be singing Kumbaya in unison in the very near future. All the frustrations will be calmed. All the fears will be put aside. They're from the government, and they're going to make everything okay, Ed.
I know. I live in Florida, John. I mean... Luckily, I can still own a weapon here in this state. That may not be the case a year from now or 6 months from now. We We also have some very constitutional laws here in Florida about gun transfers, personal gun transfers, which are constitutional, but it's a matter of time before they close those so-called loopholes.
Ed, did you hear Art that called in?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't.
Okay, well, Art was angry. He almost got into it.
Yes, I did.
All right. He got angry with a guy. Now, imagine this scenario. You don't have to wait a year. What if this guy turned on his heels, went and called the police, and he said, look, I got a Second Amendment guy here, I got a gun owner, and he's threatening in nature.
Red flag laws, they just take without any due process. It's gone.
No, there is no due, and here again.
No, there is no.
And who and what judges is this going up in front of? If this is federal hate crime stuff, terrorism charges, this is going to go through the feds. They're going to handle it all. They've got a closed loop on this one.
John, before these shootings started, there was a clip I found that Donald Trump talked about the red flag laws and increasing those. And he actually, in the video clip, said that we will take the guns first, due process will come later.
I remember that.
He's still standing by that right now, too. He's still standing by. He's increasing. You know, John, I had a question for you. I keep hearing the Democrats talking about universal background checks. They're doing that already. So what else are we going to do different now? When I bought a rifle, it took me 7 days to get the permit and everything. So what's going on different now with we're already doing the universal background check? So what's different?
There is nothing different.
But have you noticed, John, all these shootings are in Republican states, though?
Well, that's one I didn't think
Ohio,
of.
Ohio, Las Vegas, Nevada. It seems Florida, for one, did vote for Trump, barely. But it just seems every state that has liberal gun laws, or I should say constitutional gun laws, always seem to have these mass shootings, and suddenly, out of nowhere, these cockroaches who call themselves representatives are coming out of the walls, and they have gun control laws that have been written God only knows how long before the incident happened that they just bring out. You know, Florida, you can be 18 years old and own a long rifle. I think it's now 21 since the shooting in Orlando last year. And it's just getting worse. I wonder how long it's going to be before they pretty much outlaw everything but bows and arrows.
This is not going to stop. And as I said, it doesn't matter how much of this human detritus is left in their wake. They're going to ignore it. They're going to move ahead with the agenda. And what I think is being pushed here with all of this, now, who's acting like a terrorist? Who, in fact, are aggravating the public? Isn't that called the mainstream media with all this anti-Trump hate that they're spewing out? But see, that's okay. That's just fine and dandy. But they're not recognizing the fact that these Democrats, I'm sorry to say that the shooter in El Paso was a Democrat, the guy in Kent was a Democrat. Who is the person that shot the congressman? Almost blew his hip off.
Democrat.
A Democrat. But you know, they move past this narrative and present the fact that, well, we've got to do something. Ed, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you very much, John. God bless.
Well, here's Lindsey Graham, the establishment GOPers. Dan Crenshaw and Lindsey Graham joined with Democrats in a push to disarm their own voter base in the wake of the Antifa-supporting leftist Connor Betts mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio. Here's Representative Dan Crenshaw. He tweeted out, replied to at Rep Dan Crenshaw, "These disgusting mass shootings have been following a pattern ever since Columbine. Sick and lonely men have decided this is how they will vent their frustration." I have a follow-up tweet here. This is bad, folks.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
That's the stanza I wanted. I didn't want to. They're all losers out there, folks. They don't have anything to live for. All the institutions are breaking down. Politics are breaking down. The economy's breaking down. So what the hell? Why not just do whatever I want to do? Now, we're not even talking about how many of these shooters are on the antipsychotics? Gee, Steve. I'm not a mind control specialist, but I can tell you one thing right now. If I've got enough time and I got enough drugs, I can get these people to do whatever the hell I want them to do. I'll create their reality for them.
Manchurian Candidate, too, on top of that.
Well, here's the other. Dan Crenshaw, he said, the solutions aren't obvious, even if we pretend they are, but we must try. Let's start with a TAPS Act. Maybe also implement red flag laws or gun violence restraining orders. Stop them before they can hurt. What is the TAPS Act, folks? That was introduced in January. It would take law enforcement screenings to a whole new level, create a national threat assessment of children and adults, and in the course of 6 months, the Threat Assessment Prevention and Safety TAPS Act, it's H.R. 838, has seen the support of the bill grow to nearly 80 Congress critters. Okay, well, that's to identify the behavioral threat. The management process can be adapted to used across the nation while recognizing the unique needs of different communities. They're going to provide the states with the training and the resource. They already have the personnel there. They're walking through the tool shed, folks, picking up the tools as they need them. They already have the fusion center in all the cities across the country. They've taken regular law enforcement and gave them FBI badges. How do you think this is going to turn out? Well, our effeminate one cranks it up. This Graham, I'm telling you, this guy is as useless as a U.S. senator, as a screen door in a damn submarine. He put out on August 3rd, El Paso shooting is sick and senseless. Time to do more than pray. Time to enact common sense legislation in Congress to empower states to deal with those who present a danger to themselves and others while respecting robust due process. Then he tweets out again, may not have mattered here, but red flag laws have proven to be effective in states that have them. Well, back, he's the Senate Judiciary Committee chair. He told BuzzFeed News that he'll start crafting legislation next week to expand police powers to preemptively seize firearms from people believed to be a danger to themselves or others. Graham is angling to get bipartisan support for his bill, which has been in discussion with the Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal. Neither would outline specifics Thursday beyond saying it will be an original piece of legislation. Graham said work on hammering out contents of the bill will begin next week. They were talking last Thursday, folks. Last Thursday. Yeah. This is not going to stop.
You know, I got an email from somebody, one of our listeners, that mentioned Biden had screwed up talking about the mass shootings and actually had the wrong states. Yet, was it? It was Michigan and. Can't remember the other one, but he got him wrong. And so the listener came back and said, you think maybe he had it tipped off, maybe it was supposed to be the false flags were supposed to be in these two states and he got it wrong, and they decided Ohio and Texas, but he actually got him wrong big time. You can find the video. He got him wrong. Maybe he had tipped off where the false flags were going to take
well
place.
Whoever is masterminding this, and you know, I would like to think that there's a Goldfarb someplace or an inky-dinky ne'er-do-well, some little indistinguishable man someplace sitting at a desk controlling all this. But, Steve, I'm telling you, they're going to crash this economy. If Donald Trump, moving into next year, we're starting to see signs of it. What they blame today on the market crash was China devalued their currency. And then all the ne'er-do-wells on Fox News, on their business channel, all jumped in to say that, oh, yeah, it was Donald Trump and his trade war. Running $600 to $800 billion a year deficits have been going on longer than anybody can remember or count. One man has the courage to try to hammer out a new deal and at least say be fair, and now it's Trump's fault. They're going to hang him with a crashed economy, Steve. As sure as I'm sitting here, they're going to break the back of Donald Trump. But they're really after breaking the back of the country, stopping the political process as we once knew it, and install their new democracy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, have you heard of heavy metals? I'm not talking about the heavy metals in the junkyard. I'm talking about the heavy metals that build up in your body. Heavy metals in your body can make you feel sluggish, fatigued, and just plain off. Why not try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com? Cleansing your body and making you feel great. No, not cleansing the outside of your body, but cleansing the inside of your body of intruders that sneak their way into you and set up an intruder camp. Life Change Tea helps remove unwanted intruder camps. Brew it, steep it, and drink in the results. Tastes great so you can create a new health habit. Our tea loves to help people. It just needs the chance. So order yours today by logging on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Our Life Change Super Strength Tea is waiting. This could be a beautiful relationship. Take charge of your health. Order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Alright, we're back. By the way, El Paso shooting, George P. Bush calls on country to stand against white terrorism. In the wake of the deadly shooting in El Paso on Saturday, Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush called on the country to stand against white terrorism. I proudly served in Afghanistan as a naval officer, where our mission was to fight and kill terrorists. I believe fighting terrorism remains a national priority, and that should include standing firm against white terrorism here in the U.S. There have been now multiple attacks from self-declared white terrorists here in the U.S. in the last several months. This is a real and present threat that we must all denounce and defeat. All terrorism must be stopped. I'm praying for the victims of the shooting in El Paso, and I'm asking that all Americans stand firm against all form of terrorism. Does that include you, Mr. Bush? Does that include your uncle, Mr. Bush? Evidently not. What the hell is a naval officer doing in Afghanistan? Isn't that a landlocked country?
J. John, I was thinking about your last comment before the break, and you mentioned tanking the economy here and blaming Donald Trump. I think you're right. But I also think it's going to take more than that, too. So I'm trying to figure out the pieces of the puzzle here. More than one thing, it's going to be several things, whether it's a conflict or an actual war with somebody. But I think also, and of course they're going to use that for blaming why they tanked the economy, they got to blame it on something. This tariff war is going really bad. It really is. I guess by September 1st, it's going to add another 10% tariff to $300 billion worth of goods to China. And I'm thinking that, you know, in a trade war, John, we're looking at these trade wars, and just as an example, the soybean farmers. They lose $12 billion, and so Trump says, don't worry about it. Sign some legislation, give some funding to the farmers, gives them the $12 billion. Well, you didn't win that war because you're not supposed to be giving them the money. And this is getting worse. And you know, the GDP went up 2%. I think I talked to you about this. But the 2% was only because of defense spending went up, and which you should not be able to count that for your GDP to begin with. 164,000 new jobs in July. And we keep hearing Donald Trump saying the economy is strong. But then we see the roller coaster ride on Wall Street.
Well,
so it doesn't match. It doesn't match, John.
Well, and here's another one for you. I just had this pulled up. Here we go. You said the Baltic Dry Index, that they used to put out the figures every day.
They used to every day. Yeah, mm-hmm. They did.
Well, here's one for you. Truck orders collapsed stunningly, 81%, lowest since 2010. Orders for Class 8 trucks, the iconic trucks that haul part of the economy's goods across the country, collapsed by 81% in July compared to July last year, to 9,800 units, the lowest since 2010, according to the FTR Transportation Intelligence, they said on Friday. It's the ninth month in a row, year-over-year declines, but declines is not the right word. This year so far, these year-over-year declines range from 52% to 81%. Donald Trump's shining statement here is, we got a robust economy. No, we don't. Everybody knows this. We don't. This is going to be the one thing that they're going to try to kick the slats out of Donald Trump, as if they haven't been trying already. John in Missouri. Hello, John.
Hi there. Hey, before you feel too sorry for the farmers, see how much the government's handed them every year?
Yeah.
They get a real nice check every year. Well, I don't know any other business that gets one.
And John, the soybeans that they can't sell overseas, there's not a lot of countries overseas that wants to buy or genetically modified anything.
There's not a lot of people here that want it.
That's right.
Hey, my original reason I called, when these false flags happen, I mean, this isn't just somebody waking up deciding today we're going to go shoot up Walmart. How far up the ladder do you think these orders come from?
If the director of the FBI is not directing this himself, he knows that it's going on. Now, remember, in politics, ignorance is bliss.
Right.
Plausible deniability. So, Ray, if a reporter to ask the question, even if he would respond to it, even if you could corner this creature long enough, he wouldn't give you anything anyhow. But I, you know, to answer your question, you know, how deep is the deep state? What you're just seeing is the public actors acting against our interest, against the Constitution, against the president. Give it a name, give it a time, give it a date. I don't care.
Okay. There's a lot of people complaining about Donald Trump lately, and I don't think the orders are coming from him personally. I don't believe that, but I don't know. But the one thing Donald did do that everybody needs to remember is he beat Hillary. Think
well,
what it'd be like if Hillary was president.
Well, and
none of them other Republicans could have beat her.
John, he should run that White House and the staff like he did his TV show. He'll give you a task.
Well,
if you fail in the task, you're fired. Simple as that.
He
made some bad choices too. John Bolton in there, Pompeo.
Yeah.
Bad choices.
But you've noticed something. The rhetoric coming out of Pompeo and the mustachioed one, it slowed to a dribble. They seem to be mighty quiet right now.
Well, that's probably good. It's probably to our benefit. So thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your call. Rhonda in Missouri. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi, John. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, so I was thinking about that whole gun thing, and first of all, as we know, when they do this, you know, it's a good day for a gun store owner, right? And the other thing is it's like saying all this crap about white supremacy, white nationalism, and all that. It's like saying, you know, you're born a certain way, right? And you're going to pick out a group of people because of what they look like? No, no, it doesn't fly. You know what I mean? It's, you know, what's next, redheads? I mean, you know, pick on the character of the person. And that Lindsey Graham quote, you know, the people who are causing it is, you know, the government, is the FBI, or the, yeah, FBI. So I guess they need to start going to jail first. Anyway, then I want to make a prediction that the market is going to go down even further tomorrow based upon the numbers of the Dow and S&P futures today.
Well, the statement, the last statement, Steve, that I heard them say is, what are the markets going to do tomorrow? Are they going to continue to fall, or are they just going to go sideways?
Future says down right now. I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Right. I agree.
All right. Rhonda, thank you
for your
call.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Hey, John, question for you. John, does the United States government still, do they still supplement the tobacco farming?
I don't know.
Do they still pay tobacco farmers to produce tobacco?
I don't know.
Okay, just curious.
Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hi. You were talking about manipulating so that we would have this failure of our money system. Somebody manipulating. I think it's come to its own self-collapsing, and I think that you're so right about the FBI being confronted by the citizens. And how about the American Bar Association? Isn't that something that should be confronted also?
Yeah. Well, we know we have a two-tier system. The lip service is given to the American people. Yeah, when you hear Democrats talking Constitution, then you know something is far out of whack. Nancy Pelosi, I about fell over. I was waiting for her to grow a nose that grew so far it couldn't support itself and just snapped off of her head. You know, which one are we talking about? Are we talking about the corporatized post-1871?
Talking me. I'd like to add also that probably we should be hoping that our military budget gets undermined in the future.
Well,
and, military brought home.
You know, isn't that fascinating? We need money, but nobody is making any cuts in any programs. They're not making any cuts on defense spending. In just
it's
a short,
not funny.
And Betty, and just in 3 or 4 years, the money that they take in is not going to be enough to pay the interest on the outstanding to the banks themselves. And they are unwilling to cut anything. They're going to drive us right into the ground. It's like they don't care, but I think they do know that it doesn't matter. We're too far gone as it is, so why not continue until we can anymore?
Yeah, but aren't we glad that it is collapsing, the money, if Federal Reserve is collapsing of its own dead weight?
The problem, the carnage that it's going to cause, and this has been the problem, this is why I was hoping Donald Trump wouldn't wait till his 2020 inauguration to go after the Fed Reserve. Betty, on one hand, you know, he wants the interest rates kept low. That's just for the banks themselves. They're not taking those low interest rates and offering you anything because they know the inflation rate is eating that alive. Now, the plus side to having higher interest rates and the banks with money to loan to the public, well, that's how they used to make money, but they're not doing that anymore. They're doing the very same stranglehold move that they did in 1929 for more than a decade. They're doing the exact same thing now. And while all of this is going on, what really matters in the end is, are you able to function? Are you able to pay your bills as a government? The answer to that question is no. This is why they keep borrowing the money. They keep trying to issue the, you know, their treasuries and everything else. Well, they've pretty much given up on that. And they're just borrowing like there's no tomorrow, because I'm firmly convinced that they believe that there's not going to be a tomorrow in this country. But here's my problem, Betty. It's going to be the absolute chaos, that the economy that bottoms out and crashes. And this time, because of that debt, it's going to stay down for the count.
Well, your courage is sure an example to everybody, and I do think it's probably from the Lord that the darn thing gets undermined, because we're not going to do it, and then maybe we can rebuild from there.
Well,
thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Howdy, gentlemen. Maybe I can inject a little humor here. And I want to talk about the markets. But first of all, I want to make two comments. Trump is anointed. And you had to come closer to the truth in what you think, John. There is one little old man behind a desk, very nice desk, dressed in black. And his predecessor said from this room, going back a couple of hundred years, I control Paris. I control China. I control the world from this room. And nobody knows about it. But getting into the market, Dow Jones was down 853 points. NASDAQ was down 350. Standard & Poor's was down 350. And, boy, these day traders just got ripped. And I got a list on one of my monitors here, and about 20 gold companies. Every damn one of them are in the green, from profit of 3.83% to 9.70%. Banks are all down. I only got a list of six of them. And they're all in the Navy. 3.59 to as high as 4.29. Then I got an energy list. They're all down from 6.1 or 5.1 to 8.97. Then I got another list here.
That's
Fred, I tell you, I'd hate to be a day trader. Some people get lucky.
Well, the one good...
I dabble a little bit. And had a day in the plus of $166.66.
Fred, I'm running out of time today. Is there...
Okay. Yeah. Now, if everything goes fine on the 14th, I can send you a birthday card, but we'll see what we can see. But remember what I said there, partner. Bye-bye. Thank you. Have a good day.
It's a remembrance card. Remember that. I don't do birthdays. It comes a point in your life, you're looking at the end, and it's a hell of a lot closer than you were to the beginning. That's just a countdown. Don't like that. Right, Steve?
Yeah.
Daniel in British Columbia. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Mr. Stadmiller, Mr. Elkins. I want to touch base on the El Paso shooting. I was listening to the Robert Ravolt, I believe his name is, broadcast.
Yeah.
And in the archives, he had James Fetzer on. And, wow, he just really nailed it. There's so many anomalies in this. It makes it seem like they don't even care anymore.
They don't.
How sloppy they are.
They don't.
It's just,
they control it all.
It's just one thing after another. Like the four men dressed in black, obviously. The big question, like, why did this kid drive 8 hours to a Walmart when he could, you know, in half an hour he could be at any Walmart and find a store full of Hispanics to shoot?
And be careful, because that's part of the narrative there. And this convenient manifesto that I don't believe that he wrote to fit this narrative. And what was coming up, I pointed this out the other day. What's coming up in the first week of September? Well, all the Democrats and all the people that hate this border control idea, they want the wall gone, they want open borders. That was to be held in El Paso, Texas.
Yeah, that's Beto's district, and I bet you his numbers are going to be up next time they do a poll.
Now, anytime the guy opens up his mouth, it's like AOC. You know, you can put out the press releases, you can have other people saying things about you, but when you open up your mouth and people are looking at you as being a viable candidate for representative of whatever House, Senate, state, doesn't matter, anytime this guy opens up his mouth, nothing comes out of it. So I don't really care about Beto O'Rourke. He lost his congressional thing. People weren't interested in him for Senate. People aren't interested in him for president. But they need people like Beto because of his attitude and what he stands against. Not for, but against.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
So this kid's father apparently was a DARPA psychologist.
Which kid?
I don't know.
Which?
The Walmart shooter.
Oh, say that again, Dan. Well, he was what?
He was a DARPA. This is one of these defense research projects.
Yes.
So he's got ties to that.
Oh, great.
There's a Senate Bill 894, Domestic Terror Prevention Act of 2019, to authorize dedicated terrorism prevention offices nationwide to monitor and take steps to prevent. They're already there.
It's the fusion centers, all this stuff. This is why I was talking about the tool shed. The tool shed has already been stocked with the tools. Anytime they need something, just open up the door and walk through, take one of them, two of them, and let's have that one again and put it together and run the next scam.
Exactly.
Yeah.
August 2nd, there was an Everytown USA Moms Demand Action gun sense rally in Washington, D.C. So there's another coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Just the Walmart frames, the CCTV camera, the frame that we got, it's so grainy. Like, don't they have high definition?
Sure they do.
I mean, Walmart isn't your local gas station.
No.
This is the second biggest corporation in America. They've got, like, facial recognition technology.
They've got...
They do.
Yeah. They've got a lot at Wally World.
They do.
Yeah. All right, Daniel, thank you for your call. I got to keep moving.
You're welcome.
Let me take Carol in Idaho. Hello, Carol. Asher, how are you?
Hi there, John.
Hi.
Hi, Steve. John, I want to say first that what you had to say about the FBI, kudos. I mean, that was fantastic. Why we are allowing, we the American people, why we put up with the CIA and the FBI shenanigans is not only insane, but suicidal. So thank you for that. Now, the reason I called mainly from myself is I've been noticing something. It seems like with these two shootings this week in particular, the white supremacist or the white, far right, they're coming hotter and heavier than ever against us, pointing up how we the whites are the whole trouble, right? But I'm starting to get upset about something, and that is this. Take Chicago. Any weekend in Chicago, in the hood, how many murders are there? 8, 10, how many deaths? They'll have dozens of murders, dozens of shootings, and up to 10 murders or more on a weekend. Now, sure. if the blacks are so violence-prone there, how come, I ask you and Steve, how come, to my knowledge, there's never been a black person that has pulled off one of these shootings? How come? You know? Is it because it's all orchestrated against the white people, the white so-called majority?
You sound like a white nationalist to me, lady.
I know I am. I mean, I love my own, and just like they love their own, you know? But, right. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
Well, it's so noticeable.
Carol, let me close the show out by playing a clip here, a 1 minute, 19 second clip about discussing the need for Congress to pass the domestic terrorism laws. Get a load of this one, Carol.
This screed goes up, and so law enforcement did see it in advance. They tried to act as quickly as possible, but with foreign, with international terrorism, there is a system set up to try to intercept it. Do we need to change our laws in the way that federal law enforcement's left?
Well, right off the bat, yes, and I think the Congress needs to take up right away a series of domestic terrorism laws, and it'd be very simple. Just match them to the words international terrorism, so that a member of Al-Qaeda and a member of a white nationalist terrorist cell or a militia that thinks they're going to carry out acts of terrorism are equal all the way around. Right now, there are no laws called domestic terrorism law. They get you for firearms violations, they get you for hate crimes, but you are not treated as a terrorist. This act in El Paso was clearly, by all definitions, a terrorist attack in the United States. But because by nature of the person being white and American, he can't be treated like a member of ISIS or Al-Qaeda. He can't even be detained. He can only be treated as a murderer, right? But he's a murderer with a political intent who is spreading an ideology. So Congress should take that up immediately and then see if the White House won't sign that legislation. Yes. That will be very revealing.
That was Malcolm Nance on NBC's show with Joy Reid. Yeah, it's a white nationalist. Yeah, it's terrorism.
John, real quick here, I am reading something. I just sent it over to you on email. Here's the Dredge Report. Bubble popping, Dow down 767. Big Tech loses $162 billion in value.
Mm.
This is just the beginning, John.
Well, they plan to get their way, and they don't care what they have to lay waste to. They don't care what they have to destroy. They don't care if they push this country into a civil war. They don't care. I've said this before. We're the lichpin. We're the last ones. We're the ones with, well, we still have the funny money, yeah, but we don't have their national health care. We don't have guns outlawed, not yet. We're instituting the terrorism laws, the hate crime laws, yeah, check that. They've got all the tools that they need, and now we're starting to see them use it. Steve, I'm predicting dark days ahead. By the way, I wanted to make an announcement here today. For you married couples out there that were thinking about doing the front sight thing, remember we got a promotion going on, and this ends on September 4th, I believe. There are people out there, husbands and wives, that they couldn't afford the $1,000 to go out to Vegas. Well, I talked to my friend, and I appreciate this very much. For married couples, for the balance of this month, married couples, both of you can go out, get that $25,000 membership, premium membership, top membership that FrontSight has. Married couple, you can both go for $500.
Deal.
That's not a good deal. That's deal. Necessary. Right now, it is necessary. I don't have his numbers right in front of me. What the hell happened to him? That was supposed to be kept up and rotated on a daily basis. Well, I'll have to put out the numbers tomorrow. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.